Good afternoon. It's wonderful to be with you once again. I love you all unconditionally, unequivocally, just the way you are. The reason I can love you this way is because I'm aware that whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. No matter how you try to change it, you will not be able to. And what's not supposed to happen will not happen. No matter how hard you try to make it happen, you will not be able to. Everything is in its right place and falling as it should. There are no mistakes. Therefore, when you realize this, where's the problem? Where's the disorder? Where's the confusion? Where there's a power that knows the way, which takes care of this whole universe in the right order? There's divine right action taking place everywhere. On this earth, in the universe, everywhere. There are no mistakes. Therefore, you should be happy. Totally, extremely happy. For all is well. Things that seem to be out of place is only because you see it with your false imagination. There's nothing out of place. There's no mistakes. If you believe there's a mistake in your life or somewhere else, you're saying that God doesn't know what he's doing. Everything is God. Everything is consciousness. Everything is absolute reality. How can it be a mistake? The ground upon which you walk is holy ground. Everything is sacred. You must have reverence for everything. The mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the human kingdom. Everything is holy, sacred. Everything is consciousness. Everything is God. Everything is beautiful. Know this and be free. It means you have to surrender. You have to surrender totally, completely to the self. You have to give up all of your pettiness, all of your desires, all of your wants, all of your confusions, all of your doubts, all of your questions, all of your answers. Everything must be surrendered to consciousness. When you can do this, everything will be okay with you. As long as you have desires, trying to correct people and things, you say this is good, this is bad, this is wrong, this is right, and you suffer accordingly. In other words, you're suffering because you do not agree with God's plan. God's plan is perfection for everyone. You already have perfection, but you don't see it. What you see is what you get. Think about the things you see all day long, what you feel all day long. Some of you believe things are not going your way. You become excitable, unhappy, distressed. Everything is going your way, but you don't know it. Everything that's been in your life has been necessary. All of the experiences you've been through have been very necessary. All the experiences you're going through now are very necessary. If you do not react to them, you step higher on the path of consciousness. if you do not become confounded by life's vicissitudes, lift yourself up higher. Leave everything be. Bless everything. Bless yourself. Bless the light that shines within you. You are that light. See it within you, see it in everybody. See everywhere you look. The light and the glory and the power. You are that. You've always been that and you'll always be that. There's never a time when you are not that. Let go of everything. Everything you've been holding on to. Let go of all your thoughts, all your imagining. Do not try to be profound, be simple. In simplicity there's power. Become like a little child. Be full of wonder, full of awe. And what you see everywhere. Grace is upon you. Know it and feel it. There's really nothing else to do to obtain it. Just be yourself. You're full of grace, full of love, full of joy. Know this, accept this. Be free. There never was a time when you were a sinner. We made a mistake. This is time. You have no life of your own. How can you make a mistake? You make a mistake and you think you've made a mistake. That's blasphemy. We say, I made a mistake. I is consciousness. I is pure awareness. I can't make a mistake. You think you have a life of your own when you think you made a mistake. You think you're living your own life. But you have no life to live. It is Brahman who lives, not you. You don't even exist. As you appear. It's your refusal to acceptance. And so the struggle of the human being. And if you struggle with the human being, you'll always lose. In other words, the people who work hard all day, sue people, get in conflict with people trying to win their points, trying to win their case. Are saying that they're in control. If they're in control, then you have a hard job ahead of you. You've never been in control of anything. Did you ask to be born? Certain parents? In a certain environment? Certain state of city? Did you have to go through certain experiences? It has nothing to do with you, does it? These things happen all by themselves. Everything takes care of itself. You have nothing to do with your life. Hear this again. You have nothing to do with your life. Nothing. You have no life. It's all Brahman. It's all absolute reality. It's all the self. When we talk about bringing peace into this world, how can we bring peace into this world when you're not peaceful yourself? So you have to find out who wants peace. If it goes deep enough, you realize the ego wants peace. For true peace is already established. It was established in the beginning. And there's peace there now. We're living in peace. And live in a world of peace, which you can't fix. You see like a mirror. A mirror can't see itself, but see its reflection. Subsequently, what you see is yourself. Wherever you look, you see yourself. Nothing else is yourself. If you want to go deep enough, you'll find ultimate peace. Then you'll see that you're living in a world of peace, a universe of peace. There's only peace. Everything else is a mirage, illusion, misconception, hallucination. Like the world in the mirage, it seems so real. Upon investigation, you realize it's not real at all. It doesn't exist. Like the sky is blue. The sky is not blue, it never was blue. You think it's blue because you see it that way. So in the same way you're looking at the world, you're seeing confusion, chaos, man is humanity to man. The same as the illusion. Stop complaining in this world. And go deep within yourself. That's where all the answers are. That's what you're looking for, is within yourself. Do not react to this world. See yourself who you are. And act accordingly. And do the right thing. The real self only wants one thing from you. That you love it. Unconditionally. You love yourself. When you get up in the morning, there's a time to practice this. Love yourself unconditionally. Just love yourself. Really love yourself. It's hard for most people to do, but this is what you have to do. Learn to really love yourself, the light within yourself. See the light within yourself in the center of your heart, in the right side of your chest. Love it. Love it like you've never loved before. If you can only learn to do this, you'll be free. Just to love yourself, totally, unconditionally. When you love yourself, you can love everybody else. I'm not speaking about loving your ego, or loving your physical self that makes mistakes. I'm not speaking of loving the mistakes that you think you make, or the conditions you impose upon yourself. I'm speaking of loving yourself, the true real self. And because if we don't love ourselves, then we have problems. All problems arise because you don't love yourself. Try loving yourself and see what happens. Really love yourself. You've never really done this before. If you have, you haven't gone deep enough. And really love yourself deeply, deeply, very deep. Deeper than you've ever been before. More than you've ever loved anybody else. You have to love yourself. If you love yourself, yourself will love you back. and experience freedom. But only you can love yourself that way. Try when you're up in the morning, love yourself unconditionally. That's how you're supposed to love yourself. Deeply, reverently. If you only love yourself like this, you'll be totally free and liberated in no time. Speed your hand, put it down. Speed your hand, put it down. Put it.
What?
Speed your hand, put it down.
No, I couldn't see him.
Okay, it's time to play Stump the Guru. So if you have any questions you'd like to ask, feel free to do so.
I hear that life is like pictures coming in front of me. Like I'm standing back seeing all of this. Now, does the buildings move and everything that's around me moving in front of me?
No, mind moves.
Mind moves.
It's your mind that moves and sees all these things. This is why you have to transcend the mind. When you transcend the mind, you become perfectly free and liberated. Who's the mind that pictures all these things that you see? The good, the bad, and in between. Everything that you see with your eyes comes from the mind. Everything that you hear comes from the mind. Everything that you speak comes from the mind. It's all mind. It's all creation comes from the mind. When you sleep at night, you're in deep sleep. Is there any creation going on? Nothing is going on. That's why you know you're dead. When you're in deep sleep. But when you awake in the morning, here it is again. The whole world begins for you. But you're doing it yourself. We're allowing the mind to come out of the heart and go into the brain. When you allow this, the world begins. So the perfect master keeps the mind from going into the brain. Keeps it in the heart. When the mind is in the heart, there's no world, no existence, no universe, there's no people, no others, no God, only the self. All pervading, all inclusive. When you allow the mind to go into the brain, you see what you see now. People, persons, things, places, it's all an illusion. So keep the mind in the heart and be free. Of course, you can unplug your phone. I think you can go deep enough. You have surroundings that are quiet and peaceful. After you've gone deep, deep, deep inside the self, and you become the self, it doesn't matter where you are, what you do. But until then, you have to have peaceful surroundings, when the phone will not ring. You have to have nice people around you, nice environment. And then practice. As you keep practicing, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. You'll cease being disturbed. And forget about the alpha state. We're not talking about alpha, delta, or anything else. We're talking about self-realization. It's beyond all these states. Self-realization is not any state. There's no state of self-realization. You can't describe it, you cannot talk about it. It's something that you have to experience for yourself. Beyond the states that you think of. There's no state of realization. There's only that. There's bliss and peace. So keep practicing. What are you trying to say?
If it's all one, why do I have no feeling?
Because you haven't come to that conclusion. You have not come to that conclusion spiritually, only intellectually. Only intellectually you understand what I'm saying, but spiritually you don't. You haven't gone deep enough. It's not something that you read in a book or some words that I speak and then you say, well, I'm not experiencing this, I believe it. It's something that you have to do to yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper. You have to go deep within yourself, deeper than you've ever gone before. Very deep within. You have to keep practicing until you go deep, deep, deep within. And when you go deep enough, something will happen where you will not think anymore about these things. You'll be totally free. So again, the same answer the same before. Practice and go deeper. Go deeper. When you go deeper, you'll stop experiencing me and you. Experience me, one. So do not concern yourself about now. Have no concern about this. Of course you're going to experience things. For a human being, you have to experience things. But when you get beyond being a human being, things will disappear. They'll not be the same any longer. You'll be a different person completely. Until then, you'll experience things, others. You'll see a leaf falling from a tree. You'll feel pain, you'll feel this, you'll feel that. So keep practicing. And one day you'll accept that.
Try to describe it because there's really no words to describe it, but it's a feeling of, it's a kind of a bliss that came from a detachment from, it's like happy but for no reason, not even happy, it's just like a peacefulness and I didn't make it happen, it was kind of a gift that happened to me, but, and I have an analytical mind anyway, so it certainly has nothing to do with analyzing all this in this situation. I know, I just really wanted to share it.
That's very good. You experience a touch of reality. You'll experience more and more of it as you keep going along. Enjoy it. Very good.
Sometimes when you say drop desire, and the question comes up in me, it's like the difference between desire and being attracted to, for example, doing a certain work. I ask myself often, is that an idea, a desire of mine, or is it really what I ought to do?
You don't really do it consciously. You can't drop desire consciously. It only happens when you look at the world, you look at the work, look at the person. I understand these people are not real, the situation is not real. Then there's no desire. When you think something is real, there's desire. But as you keep working on yourself, all desire will leave you by itself. But you can't say, I'm going to drop desire. You can't drop desire by yourself. It has to happen to you. It happens by itself, not by yourself, by the grace of God. Desire will leave you when you are pure enough. So you have to make yourself pure enough, so desire will leave you. You do this when you get up in the morning by not accepting conditions that they come to you. Never accept conditions, just watch them, look at them. As you keep observing conditions without reacting to them, desire will leave you. By itself. So nothing that you're making desire go away. You have nothing to do with it. As a human being, you can't do this. But just be yourself, and desire will leave you. Because yourself and desire do not come together. Desire only comes to human beings, the ego. To material man. When you go higher, you transcend desire to something else. To love. To peace. What was the desire is now love. And now peace. So think about these things. And go deeper within yourself. And desire will leave you by itself. Always remember that you're not the doer. You can't do anything by yourself. Surrender everything to God, to yourself. And that will be on the coin. Anybody else have anything to say? And it's time for prasad.
Enjoy it either. Afterwards, when I think about it, when she asked me, did you like it? I said, yeah, I liked it. It was then. By the time of just enjoying the ice cream, there's just enjoyment. There's no enjoy either.
That's good. True. You're right.
And the same thing with the vanity trip. While I'm experiencing whatever it is, there's no idea either. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't make no difference. Just experience.
Yes, that's a very good point. There's no reason to enjoy anything. It's just enjoyment. When you think you're enjoying it, you're spoiling it all. Because if you're enjoying something, the ice cream will be finished, they'll be upset. There's no more ice cream left. But if you get yourself out of the way, like Fred said, and there's only the enjoyment without a person or thing being enjoyed, then you can eat ice cream, do anything you like. And always be free and happy. That's a good point, Fred. Thank you. In order to keep your life simple, do not become bogged down in this world of effect. The simpler your life is, the better. Practice loving kindness. Show peace to all. Do not be swayed by TV or newspapers. Be yourself. Make your life simple, peaceful. Do not listen to rumors. Do not become involved in deep philosophy. Be gentle. Humble. And strong. The world may appear hard at times, but no one is for you. It really has no power over you at all. The reason it appears hard at times is because you allow it to be hard at times. So you see it, how you perceive it. It's all perception. Just look at the world and laugh. And go away. Always realize you're divinely protected, divinely guided. So your highest good. You have nothing to fight, nothing to fear. All is well. Marriage, really, yeah.